So I'm here with Carl Love and David Hill at the Bosun's Lodge in Cowes. Hello. And the amazing news is you won last week on Four in a Bed, didn't you?
We did. I mean, it was just the biggest surprise and fun thing, because we didn't expect to win. We didn't set out to win, did we?
We didn't set out to win, but I think we had a pretty good chance privately. Yeah. In saying, I think we could have this in the bag.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally gracious, I'm afraid, because there was a small part of us that thought, because it's about being proud of your product.
Well, I think during the week, it became clearer and clearer to me that you were going to win. You had a little sort of fall down in terms of a few things breaking, in inverted commas.
Yes.
otherwise, you sort of sailed through it very gracefully.
Yeah, when that happened, I thought we'd fallen at the first post.
Really?
And I thought then, ooh. And then especially when we pulled up outside Ian and Tracy's, I thought, no, we're not in with a chance here. But as the week went on, I personally began to feel more and more confident that we'd won.
Yeah, I mean, it seems as if you've got more tens and nines than everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. A good surprise.
And also, although your breakfast was sort of slightly chaotic, it did seem that everyone else's breakfast was rather strange.
Yes.
Now, the couple, Ian and Tracy from Cambridgeshire, had this marvellous breakfast, but I think Jacqueline and Tim were sort of trying to impose rules on what you should be eating.
Well, that was bizarre, because we'd been leading up to, when you come to our place, you'll be eating our food. And so we thought...
Our type of food.
Yeah.
So David said, we weren't sure if we were going to be gnawing on a bit of rye or something at their place and all healthy foods. And when we got there, in actual fact, it was an English breakfast, but without the bacon.
Without bacon or sausage.
Was bizarre about it, David, is that although they did a cooked breakfast and they offered a cooked breakfast, they didn't actually tell us that.
No, yeah. So when the programme went out, the commentator said, and for an extra £5, you can have the full English breakfast.
But you weren't telling
that was news to us.
Yeah. That's because she didn't want to do it.
And then proceeded to say to us that should we have ordered a full English breakfast, that we would have been greedy.
Well, yeah, I know.
Said the breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It sets you up.
I know.
In that condescending way that she does. It sets you up.
I think Jacqueline had a way of
the day.
She had a way of rubbing people up the wrong way,
yes,
didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Mary seemed a lovely person, but she had a very odd way of serving breakfast.
Oh, Mary's all over the place. Mary, quite contrary, as we say.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Mary sometimes says lots of silly things that she then regrets saying. She kind of puts her mouth in gear before she actually thinks through. But Mary's, I mean, we had the Cyclops eggs, didn't we? That was quite funny.
Yes, that was very funny. But it was the whole scenario of two people taking an order.
Yeah.
Which, you know, could be seen at first as being quite reassuring, that at least I know what I'm going to get. But then you still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Apart from helping yourself to the buffet style, and then Carl proceeded to say, well, it's very well presented anyway. Well, he presented it himself.
No, yeah. I meant on the table in the room. I mean, she's got a beautiful house.
Stunning
house.
Yes.
You know, New England on the inside. That's the place that we would definitely go
back to. Oh, Mary's was totally above and beyond what, in character, in what the other contestants had to offer.
Yeah.
Even to the extent of saying ours.
Yeah.
You know, it's a stunning house.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history there. The magic of it being on Dartmoor. You know, under other circumstances, Mary could have had a very good chance of winning.
Yes. You see, Tim and Jacqueline, they had stunning views. There's no doubt about it. But one needs to be a bit cleaner than, than
exactly.
It was. And seven people sharing a bathroom.
Yes, that's
and probably we probably had to share that with the seven dogs that lived there as well.
Yeah.
And bearing in mind, without sounding like we're on the Jackie and Tim bandwagon of targeting them all the time, it's difficult not to also, because they were so tactical, the way they complained about the size of the bedroom at Mary's.
Yes.
And bearing in mind, they also had a wonderful ensuite at Mary's.
Yeah, they did.
Comparing to the tiny room that Mary had, and of course we saw it in its entirety, and the room at theirs was tiny.
Yes.
And to have a shared bathroom, I think, was rather ungracious of them to say what they said about Mary.
There's something I'd like you to clear up, please, because I don't quite get it, which is, during the week you all score each other.
Yep.
And then on the final day, you sort of put money into a little envelope and sort of work out whether or not you were value for money.
Yes, it's all about the money.
It's all about the money at the end of the day. It's all about scoring that falls to one side.
That's just to give us a bit of a guidance about where we might be able to improve. But I mean, but for Jacqueline's tactics in the money, we were gobsmacked on that last day. We really saw on the Friday that with Jacqueline and Tim so significantly underpaying, and then all of the little pennies dripped into place, that this was probably a big tactic from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, to underpay Mary by half of what, you know, was quite a
and
a
I
lot.
Suppose
quite a shock.
When you look at it, the price that Jacqueline and Tim charged, which I believe was £55 a night, and bearing in mind Carl and I knocked £10 off, on a percentage ratio, that I suppose could be perceived as quite a lot to knock off a £55 room. However, what didn't come out on the TV programme as well is that we didn't use the washing facilities because they were so dirty.
Yeah.
So we didn't use the towels.
Yeah.
And when the wash-up meeting, they got quite perturbed about us knocking the £10 off. I said, well, you've lost nothing because you haven't had to wash your towels. You know, we haven't used your water in your house.
But it would have been good value. Know? It would have been, in fact, it would have been fantastic
value. It would indeed.
If everything had been absolutely spot on. But what we discovered is that they kind of have a bit of a laissez-faire approach to cleanliness around there. And, you know, a few airs don't matter. But we've been to dog-friendly places before.
Yeah.
Where they've got animals and things, and there's no dogs. So everything kind of doesn't quite fit, really. But still, anyway, we had fun doing it, and I think everybody's got something out of it, and the programme looked really good.
It was very entertaining watching Ian and Tracy and Jacqueline and Tim fight it out at the table, though, because, you know, we'd had our say, and then we could sit round and watch it all unfold on what had happened during the week.
Well, you two
got quite heated.
You two came out of it very well, I think, because you were, you know, charming about everybody, but having a little dig occasionally.
Yeah, it was a bit difficult on the Friday, but still,
it was difficult. I had huge butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah.
To say that day was a happy. Yes, it was an amazing day because we won, but the build up to that.
Yeah.
I was immensely nervous.
And Wormgate, we knew nothing about Wormgate until Friday.
It was rather horrible seeing that worm in the toilet, but I think I'd have just flushed it away.
Well, yes, I suppose I would as well under other circumstances, but
I suppose
even though
repeating.
It upset Mary, it was to her advantage to find something, I suppose. So,
do you get to keep the money in the envelope?
Yes, the money in the envelope is ours.
Yes.
I mean, that those are true payments. What we actually do is that we all actually use our money to make the payment.
Oh,
because otherwise, and so our only payment for that entire 2 weeks was that money.
So there's no prize money.
And that's
but we've got a lovely, lovely, lovely little plaque which is going up in our...
Yeah, we're not too sure where to put it yet. But, you know, talking about money, that's 20 of your listeners that are thinking about participating in For and a Bit, what you've also got to consider is that you're taking 2 weeks out of your business.
Yes.
You're going to lose 2 weeks' money.
Yeah.
Because that's how long the process takes. And that's a big decision to make. Because they're not lying in business.
But for us, the publicity, both for us and for the island, is phenomenal.
I agree.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you've asked for a piece of music, and I think it's Somewhere by El Devo. Why have you chosen that?
Well, it means something to Carl and I. We had our civil partnership at the Cowes Yacht Haven on the 27th of July 2009.
Oh.
I'm looking at a plaque on the wall that says it because the date suddenly escapes me.
It's
more
than
me
forgets when it is.
Bosun's Lodge is going to be full of plaques by the end of this.
Well, yes, who knows what will come next.
Well, let's listen to that now.
A place for us, somewhere a place. and quiet and open air wait for us somewhere. There set time for us, someday a time for us, time together and time to spare.
Bosun's Lodge is a beautiful bed and breakfast.
Thank you.
I've been here a few times. It's absolutely immaculate. What made you do this?
Oh, it was just, the whole thing was bizarre. It's fantastic that we've won. And if we look at the process, we kind of have to keep pinching ourselves. It was just wonderful. They approached us.
Yes.
Did Channel 4. Firstly, we thought all our friends were winding us up.
So did you just get a telephone call out of the blue?
A couple of emails, and we thought, oh no, there's somebody's just winding us up. And,
yeah. How do they choose? I mean, do they go on TripAdvisor?
Said they've been on TripAdvisor,
yeah,
which is our main advertising place,
yeah.
And they Googled us and things, and then they'd seen our website and said they liked what they read there.
Yeah.
And could they come along and do a pre interview and a little bit of filming around a walk around the property filming to,
yes,
see, to audition us, really.
Yeah.
So, and we passed.
You obviously passed the test. Well done.
We did pass the test. Yes, there were a few moments during the screen test where Carl was cringing a little bit at some of the things I was saying.
They've cut out a lot of the cringe-worthy moments.
And thank God for that. And we'll
But you haven't been in the hospitality business that long, have you? I mean, David, I think you work in airlines, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a purser on an airline, so I have a long history of customer service. And Carl had come from a teaching profession,
yes,
so it doesn't come from the hospitality trade. So during the last recession, where councils are making cutbacks, Carl was saying, I'll happily go, I want,
yeah,
to do something else.
Yeah.
And the bed and breakfast trade appealed to him, and I was quite nervous about it.
Yes.
Are you saying that I can't cook? He was nervous about my cooking.
I was quite nervous about the whole thing. But it, I mean, it just goes to show it's done amazing.
But not only can you cook, you can dig, can't you? Because you've got a, you had a JCB here that you actually used yourself.
Yes, Carl went online and researched how to dig the footings and that. And
well, that's amazing.
It was truly great fun doing that. It was something very different. I mean, of course, we had some bricklayers, some very good friends. We've been very well supported locally. But we had some friends who came and did the brickwork for us and other bits and pieces within the structure.
But it's a great achievement because I think the B&B has only been open for a year and then you won the series. You won the first part of the series. Is there a sort of winner of winners program
No, there isn't. But that'd be quite an interesting concept.
I wonder if like Grand Designs, they'll come back in a couple of years and see what's happening to you then.
That could be interesting.
Absolutely.
I mean, we wouldn't mind doing Gogglebox, but I don't think we'd quite cut it for that.
I think we're too classy for that. But we'll see.
Now, having built a house yourself here, did you see Grand Designs last week?
I saw a clip of it, yes.
Yeah,
short part of it. And I think, you know, it's just...
It's a house near Quarre Abbey, and it was three times over budget.
Amazing.
That would have sent me into complete... complete shutdown. I'm not a risk taker.
Did you meet your budget here?
More or less.
A little bit over, but not a lot. If we were to close tomorrow, we would recoup our money, which is a great thing.
That's good.
But that was the other interesting thing. When we were building where Burson's Lodge is situated, we have the school children that passes twice a day to go to the local school. And they, along with their parents, were fascinated as the build was moving on. And then I wonder what they thought the day the plaque went up saying bed and breakfast. But since we won as well, it's been quite comical because the children have been passing.
Yeah, you've been asked for your autograph,
asking
haven't you?
Their parents, are they the funny men off the television, Daddy? Which is just amazing. And the other thing the other day, which I was immensely touched by. A lady stopped me just on my way out of the supermarket and asked if I was the guy off the television.
Said,
I've lived in East Cowes all my life.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to live in East Cowes.
Yeah.
And you did the town proud.
That's nice.
And we absolutely love living here.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had nothing but support. I mean, you know, two guys together living in a fairly rural, you know, location.
Yes.
You kind of think, oh, will this be okay for us?
Yeah.
It's a concern that you know, two men like us in gay relationships.
Even in today's day and age.
Worry about. But we've got the most fantastic neighbours. We've had nothing but support. And East Cowes is just the place to be.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, since the programme, since winning the programme, there's been a bit of sad news because, Carl, you've been diagnosed with cancer.
I have, yes. I knew something was... going a little bit astray during the build-up to recording.
Yeah.
But I did a typical silly man thing, which is what I kind of really want to appeal to people to today. I mean, we don't need people's sympathy. David and I are strong people. We will get through this. But I do want to appeal to people that if they get symptoms, like the kind of symptoms which... around about the bowel, because mine's a bowel cancer.
Yeah.
And it's in an unusual place. It's in quite a rare place, is my bowel cancer. I'm only one of 1,000 people that get this each year. But what I really want to appeal to men is that I sat on it and sat on it and sat on it, so as to say.
Yeah.
I should have got my finger out of my bum and gone and got checked, because that would have given me more treatment options than what I've currently got.
Yeah.
I've kind of cut those treatment options down with it, because... sat on it for 3-4 months.
Well, it's typical of men, really, to sort of get a bit squeamish about the private parts.
It is. And so what I'd say to you is, you know, if anything changes in your bowel movements at all, if anything's just not quite right or it doesn't feel right, or whether there's a little bit of blood, it's easy to say to yourself, oh, it's just something and nothing.
Yeah.
It'll go away. I'm getting older, I should expect that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't expect that. You should get to your doctors and get it sorted. And so that's what I'm saying to you, is if I'd have gone earlier, I would have had a much better treatment option. I mean, my prognosis is good.
Oh, that's good.
My prognosis is good. The doctors are confident. But, you know, instead of being able to have this treated locally, I now have to go to a specialist cancer centre on the mainland.
Yes.
to get it treated. But I also want to say, Macmillan, what a wonderful, supportive, caring service they have been on this island.
The Macmillan nurses?
They certainly have.
Yeah.
When they first walked in that first day, we'll never forget, Will, we looked at each other and said, oh my God, Macmillan nurses are coming, that means the end. In actual fact, that didn't mean the end.
Yeah.
It meant that they were going to be there to hold our hands through this process. And they've made it so much more easier. I mean, especially if you live on an island like this,
yes,
where it's just that little bit more difficult to go and get treatment if you need to, yeah, to move off the island. Macmillan nurses have made that so great. So it's been their, you know, their world's biggest coffee morning just gone a few days ago.
That's right.
And we're certainly going to do some fundraising for them. So that, again, we would appeal to people locally. If you've got a few hours, one morning available, just to do a small little coffee morning with you and your friends, please do it, because even if it's just 50 or 60 quid that you raise, it's 50 or 60 quid that makes a difference to our island population.
Yeah.
And it's nice
to hear such great feedback about them.
Oh, they were just amazing. I mean, because in those early days, I mean, we were quite devastated, weren't we?
I'd like to also, you know, just add to come from this from a partner's perspective as well, you know, to the extended families of people who are going through cancer.
Yeah.
Because cancer touches not just the person who has the illness, it touches so many other people. So, I would say maybe I should heed my own advice a little bit as well, that sometimes it's the partners that need support as well. So
yes,
if you've got a neighbour and you know that neighbour's got cancer, just maybe look on the partner,
yeah,
instead, and maybe just a few words of encouragement and say, are you okay?
Yeah.
Means so much, because it has to me to have neighbours and our close friends, just to send you a text message,
yeah,
to say, are you okay? Means so, so much.
Our neighbours have been fantastic.
The support, yeah, network is very, very important. Yes, of course, it's important the person it's affecting is first and foremost.
Yes.
But I'd say to all your listeners, just look out for the other people surrounding
them. That's very good advice. And I think, yeah, if you know, people want to find out more about giving to Macmillan, the address of their website is macmillan.org.uk. And you said you're going to do a fundraiser, so as soon as you've got some plans for that, we'll definitely put it up on Vectis Radio, and we'd love to come.
Yes, and if we do a coffee morning, there'll be an array of different styled coffee makers for you all to use.
All of which are functional.
It has affected the business, because, you know, sadly, we're going to have to temporarily close, because I just haven't got the strength to be able to carry on with the business at this time. So here's this wonderful programme going out where we had so, yeah, much wonderful fun. It was unbelievable. And then it goes out as I start my treatment. It's week two of my treatment,
yeah,
now, which is radiotherapy and chemotherapy combined.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the energy to be able to do it. But hopefully we'll be back open and running fully in the new year.
Well, I'm sure you will. And very best of luck with your treatment. And congratulations once again on a fantastic programme. You came over incredibly well, as did your B&B, the Bosun's Lodge, and very best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.